Hello, welcome back to Bincang Cakap, guys. So yeah, today is a very special podcast because I'm trying to podcast in English. Because recently I checked my Anchor account that my listener is not only coming from Indonesia but also from United States of America. So I was wondering how come my podcast listen from overseas. So to please my listener from outside from Indonesia, I would like to make another podcast using English language so you guys can understand what I'm saying about, because my podcast is about life and how to become a good person and maybe like a personal experience, something like that. So that's why thank you so much for listening my podcast, which Bincang Cakap, even though you guys not understand from the previous podcast because I'm using Bahasa, not English. So for this special podcast, I would like to share my story about my experience to do something very first time in my life, which is making a movie. Well, you know, I'm a YouTuber and also a podcaster, but I never tried to make a movie even once. I already make like three storyline. Like, first of all, I have the story about you know, Muslim prayer, like Bismillah. And the second one, the first one is I would like to make a movie about a man change his habit to become a more healthy person, which is affect in a good way on his life. And I want to tell a story about that so I can influence people to change their habit into a good healthy habit. But the first story that I had in mind, I only write down a synopsis, not even write a script. So that's why I cannot make a movie that I want and I can produce anything about that storyline. So the second movie that I want to make is, it's called Bismillah. Well, people in Muslim, you say Bismillah, refer to before they start to do something, they usually talk Bismillah. So that's why I want to tell a story about the differences between if you are using Bismillah or not. But unfortunately, the second movie that I really want to make, this movie Bismillah, is written with all the script and all the, you know, like a movie material. But once again, I don't have any bravery and I don't have any time to make the movie, which is very bad. I'm very upset. First, I have two stories, but I cannot make any one of them. I cannot make any one of them. I mean, come on. If you only have in your mind, but you cannot produce it and make it to the real world, I think it's very, very, very useless. Yeah, so that's why the third idea coming from my head, and I don't do anything like I used to in the two idea before. So I just pop up an idea. I tell to my wife the storyline, the whole storyline about the short movie. So I asked all of my family member to make a movie, and guess what happened? Happens. Yeah, so I don't have any script. I don't have any, like, how could I say it in English? Yeah, the scene description, yeah, something like that. I don't have one of those. The second movie that I want to make is in Bismillah. I have all of them, the script and the scene description, but I don't have any bravery or I don't have time to make it. But the third one, I don't want to make the same mistake. So once it's pop on my head, I'll tell directly to my wife and ask her to create it immediately, as soon as possible. No plan, no like script telling or something, no script briefing, no, just do it. And guess what happened? Well, the whole family's crack up. The whole family is questioning and asking, why I didn't make any script for my movie, which is script is very important for a movie. Well, to be honest, I would like to have fun with this third movie that I want to make. I just want to make a movie, whether it's good or bad. So the first obstacle that I get from this movie is my own family. Yeah, they reject me, they refuse me, they ask my capability to make a movie. And they only told me that if you only have the idea, you cannot make a movie. And then, well, somebody can get angry at one time, and that person is me. I was very upset when I get all of the rejection. Yes, and I, how could I say this? Even my own wife told me that I should make a script and some preparation. Well, I did that in the previous two films that I want to make, but it doesn't happen because I don't have a bravery, I don't have the guts, I don't have the time to make it. But the third one, it's just pop up and I have the guts and I have the time to make it. So which one is better? Should I plan all and postpone what I want to make, which is I have the time right now? Why shouldn't I have to wait? And they look down on me. To be honest, yes, they look down on me. They want to change all the storyline because I don't have the script. So they put all of their idea into my movie. And every time I try to state my storyline, they would like to change it because I don't strong enough. I don't have the script. I only have the idea. So yeah. Actually, I don't mind if many people come with their ideas and put into my story and my movie. It's okay, but put it like asking and blaming why I don't have the script. They didn't get the reason why I want to make this movie. I'm like this. I remember the first time I create a YouTube channel. I don't have the camera, I don't have the microphone. I only have the concept in my head, and I only have, how could I say, a car holder for a phone. Yes, that is the only thing I have. A phone with a good quality camera, a car holder for a phone, for a mobile phone. And then I start to create one YouTube channel, and damn, that is so much fun. That is the first step I make for the next step of my YouTube channel. Well, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. It's fucked up. It's fucking bad, man. I mean, they are, my family and my wife is scared if I put this on online social media, I will get bullied and people will mocking at me because the quality of this movie is bad. Well, that's why I'm a little bit angry and upset at that time, and I explained to them that the reason why I make this movie isn't for the viewers to complain or maybe watch the movie. I just want to make a movie because I have 3 movies before, but I don't have the guts and the time to make it. Well, now I have the time and the guts to make it and all the tools that I need. So please help me to make this one bad movie. And finally, they understand and they help me to make this movie. Well, actually, the briefing start at 2 o'clock, I think. 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We start shooting in the afternoon time. Like maybe the debate. Yeah, the debate is starting from 3 until 4:30. Yeah, that's the long debate time, right? 1.5 hour debating about the script, blaming, asking why there is no script, something like that. But yeah, I think that's logical. It's okay. And finally they know the reason why I do that, and they're willing to help me up. After several training with the actors, which is myself and also my sister, we accomplished the shooting time until 8:30. That is the most relief feeling that I can get, and that is the feeling that I really want to get. So the file of the movie is right now is on my computer, and I haven't touched it yet to edit, maybe scene by scene, not yet. I will do it maybe tonight after I post this podcast, but I don't care about the result. I just finish what I want to do, man. So to all of you who listen to this podcast, if you really want to do something positive and not affect other people in a bad way, just do it, man. No matter the result is, you can learn from it. You can learn from your mistake because you already done that. What else can you be learned if you never done something? Imagine if I have three title of the movies. Like first is the title, I don't have the title for the first one. I call it Healthy Life. The second one is Bismillah, and the third one is Brother. And what if the Brother is postponed and I create another movies, the fourth and the fifth and the sixth, 7, 8, 9, 10, with the full script? But every time I want to make a one movie, just exactly the action of the movie, I always scared, people always doubting on me, and I listen to them very much, so I don't have any guts to make a one movie. There is no movie at all, even I have 10 ideas and 10 fully scripted ideas, but none of the movie is created and uploaded in the social media. I will upload my bad movie, this movie Brother, because only one Brother. I will upload it. I do believe it will be fucking bad, man. It's very, very bad. I can see the footage. The footage is bad. Bad in my opinion. But I think in all of you guys' opinion, it will be bad also. But at least I done something. I remember the first time I vlog and the last time I vlog. It's so different because I know where is the mistake and I learn from it. Now this movie is the first thing I need to learn. That's why I need it to make it done. No matter how bad it is, no matter how suck it is, I have to make it done. And I did it, and we did it. And thanks to all my family and my lovely wife and my sister, I did it. Yeah, last Monday. Last Sunday, yeah. I finished it last Sunday. It takes like 6 hours? Yeah, 6 hours. Well, now I know why movie is very, very take a long time to make. Yeah, that's why I think the movie, it's only take like 5 or 7 minutes. But yeah, the process is very, very long. The actors, the briefing, yeah, something like that. It's very, very long. So to all listeners, I just want to tell you something, a point of this story. I think I heard a story from, I forgot, from YouTube, or maybe someone told me, or I maybe read a book. I think I just watched a YouTube channel that explained a story, a simple story. I think that is inspired me until now. The story is about two classes. Elementary student perhaps, yeah. So these two student is asking by some teachers, which is not only one, some teachers, maybe let's say three teachers. The three teachers is asking student A, and the second one is student B to make a pot, a simply flower pot. So what did they do? Because the class A is a very, very smart class, different with class B. And what happened is the class A is doing everything they could. They discuss, they do searching, they learn all of them, and then they only make a one pot. And the B class, now the B class is not too smart. Well, actually, yeah, you know, the B is not as good as A, so yeah, the B class is not smart. And the B class, what they did do, they create many pots, which is finally they can make three pots. Let's say the first pot is very ugly, the second pot is ugly, and the third pot is good enough. Well, because there is no quantity of the matches, so they can make as much as they can, which is the class B make a three pots. So when the judges come to the room, they judge individually, one by one, coming to the room privately to each pot to give a judgment. The first teacher gave a judgment, second, and then the third one. And then the class B is being judged by the three teachers. Same like the first one, they came privately, judged all the three pots that coming from the class B, second teacher, and the third teacher. And guess what? Even though the class A is a very smart people gathering at the same time, at the same place, compared to class B, which is only a normal person, which is not as smart as the A person, the A class, but the winner is the class B. Oh my god, I'm very confused. The class A make a good flower pot. The class B, as I mentioned before, not good. Bad. Bad enough, good enough, and the last one is good. So, what can we get from this story of the moral? Why the class B winning the competition? The class A is to make a perfect flower pot rather than class B. So I got the answer from the video, and I would like to share with you guys the reason why class B is winning is because there are three teachers. The class B is making three flower pot, and each teacher is loving one by one all of the flower pots. We don't know which teacher is love pots number one, number two, or number three, but all of them is loving each one of those pots. And this second reason is because the final pots that class B make is better than the class A make, even though the class A is very, very smart person gather at the same time and same place. I mean, what I'm telling here is the flower pot from class A is a good one. It's full of preparation, full of confidence and knowledge. But they only make one pot, which is even it's good, it still have a flawless thing, which is in the class B, they make a lot of parts, which is they create the bad one good enough until they make the good very good one, because they learn from the first ugly parts to the second parts and finally can make a good parts, which is better than only one parts coming from the people who have all of the preparation, all the knowledge, all the, you know, sources, but they not do anything, they not learning, they only make one, which is it's good enough, but it's only one perspective. Well, it's, I know some people will say quality over quantity, but yes, but in life experience, it cannot like that. Experience, the more you get experience, the more your life is getting wiser. Yes, that's a fact. It's not about suddenly you only what got one experience and you call it a quality experience. No. If you get much experience, your life will get wiser. Yes. If you can see older person talk very wise and very calm, I'm very sure that he or she is already got a lot of life experience that create that character, which is it's good. Gather as much as experience as you can, so you can change your person into a better person, not only one from one perspective. So that experience you can get if you do something what you really like and you learn from your mistake, as long as it's a good thing. You want to make a daily vlog, just do it. Nobody gonna watch your vlog because you're not a celebrity. But if you want to make a movie, just do it then. Nobody gonna watch your movie piece because it's not in the theater, it's not box office, or it's not gonna get an Oscar. Yeah, no, but at least you create something for you. If it's good enough, then it's for everybody. So I hope you guys can take a positive vibe from this podcast, whether you are a painter, or maybe architect, or maybe a movie maker, photographer. Just do your first step, and after the first step, you will learn how to get the next step. I don't know why, but this is the longest solo podcast that I have been. Usually I speak maybe around 14 or 15 minutes, but it's already 23 minutes. And I don't know, because, well, podcasting in English is good. It's good. I can transfer my feeling. Well, because maybe not many people can understand this podcast, so I can express my feelings. Yeah, that's maybe why. So you guys get the feeling, right? So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys can get the positive vibe from this podcast and start do something for yourself. Remember, always take the first step. When you are a baby, you are not running, right? You are crawling before you can walking and then running. Crawling is a very low level before walking, right? And the highest, I think, is running. Or maybe the highest thing again is flying. No, flying is impossible. So yeah, that's why crawling. So do your first crawl and make it until you can walk and run with it. Okay, as usual, my name is Akmar Mandika, and this is my podcast Bincang Cakap. If you have comment and maybe opinion about something to share within this podcast, or maybe you can come here in my special tiny room so you can join my podcast, you can send me an email in akmarama@gmail.com. So yeah, thank you so much for listening until how many time? Oh, 25 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time in the English podcast. Okay, bye-bye.